In a hope they will be republished error-free.
I hope to complete the Otley Run, which is a pub crawl starting on Otley Road at Woody's Ale House and ending in the centre of Leeds. It covers around 22 pubs and bars respectively.
My friend Amber has had 14 intimate relationships with older boys. I hope to match, if not beat, this record.
I'm going to be working my way through Delia Smith's Fishing for Compliments cookery book. I've had asparagus and salmon roulade, I've had the mariner's crumble au gratin, and I'm hoping to sample the ocean delights of crayfish and dill smoothies.
I'm hoping to find funding for my biometric internal deoxidizing agent chamber for use in the Rotary Force Nebulizer. I'm looking to sell 10% of my equity for 300k, with an optional 20% in capital gains and dividends.
I'm going to be weaning crisp packets and throwing them at local people. My plan spans across 7 different areas.
Thank you for pressing the interactive button, loading text personals. To get your text read out here, text the filthy numbers in your postcode multiplied by 8. For help using a calculator, press your yellow button now. Loading text personals. Now closing text personals.
Now, Now, just before we go, a quick look at the region's weather. Hopefully things are going to brighten up, eh, Paul?
Yes, not as bright as your tie, though. There'll be a cold front moving in over Western Europe this evening. Now, that's going to be bringing heavy showers to most of the region, but any wetness should dry up eventually. Actually, Peter, I've got a bone to pick with you. I was looking through the BBC archives this morning.
Oh, don't.
Oh, I did. And who did I see riding on the shoulders of Frank Bruno? A 13-year-old fresh-faced Peter Crinkle. 1978 was the year.
Oh, who told you about that?
Well, I've got my sources, Peter. But that one came in on the email from Sylvia Jennings, who says she used to babysit you as a child.
Oh, God, it gets worse, doesn't it?
Yes, yes, it does, Peter. She said, do you remember the time you spilt beans all over your dad's signed Lynyrd Skynyrd jacket? Oh, he was hopping mad.
Absolute twaddle. Another slice of laughter there. So, if you're a regular listener, you'll be happy to know that an interactive CD-ROM featuring more madcaps from Potty Paul the Weatherman and yours truly the Crinkleator is available in Oxfam's and Sue Ryder shops from Monday.
Seven, we've got car door slamming live from Kettering. Can you guess the car and its mileage for the chance to win a dog?
Give us an email on prizesforlife at wallaronthioutskirts.radio/drive-me-to-the-Oscars with the subject heading, I've got more than just the right answer.
And when prompted, type in the 7-digit code found in today's online virtual haystack.
You will then be granted the navigation tapestry, which you will need to give to the troll guarding the gate at the old man's house.
You will then be able to trade the cat food with the old man for the light aircraft to fly you over the Caspian Sea to Prize Island.
That is if you have unlocked the game's plane runway, which, as you know, is achieved if you can beat the mountain bear at a game of Risk.
Join us tomorrow where our online game takes us to Secrecy Island.
Dank je wel, je podcast.
Thank you. Waller FM. Waller FM.
Suit going down to the beach in your soft top singing fucking sweet nothings into your little pretty wife's fucking ear. Do you know what? I'm so fucking vexed, yeah? I might just fucking have a fag, yeah?
Oh, the producer's knocking on the window.
What are you knocking at?
Ah, fuck you.
Baldy, baldy jumper cunt.
You fucking cunt.
Fucking hell, man. I am getting a nicotine rush to fuck,
oh, fuck, is that
man.
Security guard?
What?
Oh, fucking hell. Put it out, man. Put it out.
Where should I put it, man? Fucking hell.
Put it down inside of the seat.
Fucking hell. Stalling. Don't let him in. Don't let him fucking in. Shit, man.
What are you doing?
What?
What's that you smoking there?
No, mate.
We've explained the regulations to you.
It's a gag, mate.
What's a gag? You smoking a cigarette?
No, mate.
There's expensive equipment in here.
Die for
if you want a cigarette, you go and stand out the back. Do you know how much that microphone cost? Blowing smoke into it.
It's just a prop, man. It's a gag.
It's just a prop, is it?
It's just. I don't.
Well, you're not laughing now, are you? You're fucking. Oh, we're against the system.
I'm not, man. This is just for the radio. Jesus.
Don't let me catch you lighting up any more cigarettes here.
Well, there's no need to have.
You're all quiet now, aren't you?
There's no need to have a fucking go, is there?
Twat.
Why don't you fucking stall him?
Fucking security.
Jesus, you fucked up.
Should I start up another one?
No, you fucked up, man. You fucked up. So all you had to do was fucking stop him coming in.
Makes a good fucking story, though, doesn't it?
Fucking hell, yeah, but
fucking banned from the radio.
Let's fucking think of a way to embellish it.
Oh, I'm going to fucking give Mark a ring. That's fucking funny as hell.
Don't fucking ring Mark. He would have heard it anyway. Listen to the fucking
right,
show,
Mark.
You plum.
How you doing, buddy? Yeah. Did you just hear it? Oh, fucking...
Fucking passive rocking over here. System, don't
man.
Fucking...
Fucking hell. Oh, seriously. Oh, shit, sorry, man. Oh, I'll catch you in a bit.
What's that with Mark?
Oh, he's at work now. Fucking... He was listening now. The whole fucking office is pissing themselves.
Fucking hell, yeah, because... Yeah, fucking... They're laughing because we fucking... Yeah, they're fucking laughing because we brought down the fucking security guard.
Yeah, that was some good fucking acting, man.
Yeah,
got
man. Yeah,
out
man. Fuck yeah, it was fucking acting.
Weasel himself out of the tight spot.
Mate, you fucking ain't got no fucking plums on me, Hugh fucking Grant or whatever.
Thank you.
Hello, did you enjoy the last advert? People who enjoyed that also enjoyed the audio CD soundtrack. People who enjoyed the audio CD soundtrack also enjoyed the cover art. 65% of people who enjoyed the cover art also bought Russ Abbott's Puns and Roses DVD. From research, one-third of Russ Abbott fans also enjoyed a single malt scotch whiskey. 2,312 people who enjoyed whiskey also enjoyed cigars and sitting in front of an open fire. 55% of people said that Russ Abbott sitting in front of an open fire smoking cigars reminded them of Christmas. Now's the best time to get a Christmas hamper.
Hampery Christmas, sir!
And a hampery Christmas to you, dear boy.
Have you got any tips on stealing? I want to learn how to steal, because I don't think I can make it any other way in life. I've already been jailed 3 times for stealing, but I didn't get away with it, that's why.
How old are you, Jesse?
27.
27? Wow, how very old. But let me tell you, Jesse, today we're not making opinions for you. You're giving us your opinion. So we won't say whether stealing's wrong or right. You must tell us.
Well, I think stealing's right, because some people in this world, they need to rely on stealing to earn their keep. And I feel that's my calling in life. But to be honest, willingly, I'm not very good at it. I keep getting caught, like I've said. If you could basically maybe, you could ring me at my home, you don't have to put it on the show. If you could tell me some tips on how to steal a little bit better, then I might get a bit further in life. I'm ringing from jails here. They've got radio and phones in jails.
I'm sorry, Chartond. I can't help you.
I'm in jail. I keep getting caught for stealing. I'd just like to know if you've got any tips on how I could avoid being caught in the future.
I I'm not sure how you got on the phone today, but this is a kiddies calling.
No, little munchkins and little munchkets.
To be honest, it's very ageist to say that I shouldn't be on a kid's show when I've every right to go on a kid's show. Miffle-ly-ly-ly-ly-ly-morgan
says that you're a crim-crim-criminal. Time to eject this caller.
No, eject.
You're still there. Criminal call out. Sector 9. We need security. Where's the press packers?
Okay, I think he's gone now. This is John now. This is someone different. Hi, I'm John. I'm 8 years old.
Hello, John.
How are you doing?
I'm sorry about that silly, awful caller
we had. It's all right.
I think he was a little bit blind-shorted, a little bit silly in the brain membrane.
No, I wouldn't say that. I think he was just a little bit misguided. So, basically, to follow on from his call, because I like to keep it the same, I'm a thief by trade. I've accepted that I'm not very good at anything else. I'm not an old man. I'm 8 years old. This is my calling in life. I've discovered that. And it's an open-minded universe, so I should be allowed my calling. How can I get better at stealing? Miss Filigree.
Miffle-ly-ly-ly-ly-morgan to base.
We're reading you loud and clear, Miffle-ly-ly-ly-morgan.
He's still on the line. He's making a mockery of the show. We need to get him off.
Okay, we've dealt with your request. Now we're going to have to put you on a waiting list.
Nothing for you little tom-tom, tiddly tom-tom-toms to worry about. Get Mummy and Daddy to fix more cereal.
Oh, I'm sorry, but you haven't got through this time. But try again, and you might be lucky.
Where's the producer?
Madden,
we've got a problem.
Oh, I'm sorry, you haven't got through this time, but here's to John. Hello, John.
Hello. Who's this?
This is the operator.
Hello, operator. May I ask,
I'm sorry, that answer's not available. Try again in the future.
Miffle-ly-ly-ly-ly-morgan to base.
We read you loud and clear.
We've got a technical problem on the phones. It's making a mockery of the show.
Okay, we'll just put you through to one of the operators.
No.
We'll just put you through to one of the operators.
No. Just send me back. Just send it all back live.
I'm sorry.
No.
That specific operation can't be performed. Please redial 0772-496-420.
Why I'm doing this.
I'm sorry, you haven't got through this time. Please ring again. Good luck!
I could have been on Emmerdale.
Hello, this is John.
Hello, John. Where are you?
I'm in base 3.
John, problem.
John, what's your problem?
You're John. John?
John?
John, what's your problem?
I'm sorry, I'm Timothy. I'm not John.
Timothy!
What's your problem, Timothy? Hello?
Timothy, what's your problem?
Hello?
John? Timothy?
I'm sorry, this number is busy. Please try again. Hello?
Are we still going out live?
We finished a long time ago. That's all past us now. I've moved on. I've got a new partner, a fiancé.
Who's this?
This is Timothy.
Where's John?
John's just gone out for his lunch.
Right. It's Miffle-ly-ly-ly-ly-ly-morgan.
Oh, hello, Miffle-ly-ly-ly-ly-ly-ly. How are you doing today? Sorry, I haven't spoken to you since it, but did you get the catalogue? Did you get it in the end? You didn't manage to get it?
We're out live at the moment.
No, you're not out live. Not at the moment. No, this isn't live. This is pre-recorded.
Have you any thoughts for the kids?
Oh, yes. I've got loads of thoughts for the kids. Should we do lunch tomorrow?
We're going out now.
I do like lunch.
So did you say it's Timothy or John?
This is Timothy.
Where's John?
John's gone out for his lunch. He'll be back in 5.
Where's the bear gone?
I'm afraid he left earlier because he had a very important business meeting to attend. I can page him if that's necessary.
We were on air and.
Pardon? Is that some kind of drug? Some kind of new drug?
No. We were going live on the radio.
Yes. Going live on the radio, yes. I listen to it all the time.
No.
It's very... Not this... Sometimes some people say that to make the leap...
It was Saturday's matinee with me, McGriggly-Niggly-Morgan.
This is a call centre. I'm Timothy, John's out for lunch, and Raskin Bear, he's at a business meeting. How complicated can that be for you? What's the first line of your address and your postcode?
Me figure.
M? Is that an M?
M-M-F-I?
Wiggly-wiggly-morgan. How many syllables does that have?
What's in the swap shop this week?
It's John from Brighton!
And what have you brought with you on the swap shop this week?
I have brought a 1979 Sandy Walkman, and I would like to swap it for the new series of Jonathan Creek.
That's the Birds of Sound, and they're saying, hooray!
It's mystery prize time!
Mystery prize.